Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dude, dipping cows. I'm topping cows. Trevor Wallace, I finally have a tour date. Two shows, Tacoma, Washington on March 22nd. First show sold out. Second show is getting there. So, yeah, see me. I'm going to start dishing out a bunch of tour dates pretty soon. TrevorWallaceComedy.com, Tacoma, Washington.
Blau Comedy. March 23rd to the 25th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri. Those tickets are going. I think two shows already sold out. So hurry up and go. April 6th to the 8th, I'll be in Buffalo, New York. April 14th to the 15th, I'll be in Richmond, Virginia. May 5th to the 6th, I'll be in Des Moines. May 19th to the 20th, I'll be in Omaha. June 2nd to the 3rd, I'll be in Toledo. Those tickets are going to be on sale very soon. June 23rd to the 24th, I'll be in San Fran. July 6th to 9th, I'll be in Washington, D.C. Guys, go on my website. There's many, many more dates. That is blaucomedy.com, blaucomedy.com.
Thank you, everybody, who's done the survey. If you haven't done it yet, you got a quick couple seconds. You want to help us out, it's in the link of the description. That's all. Just getting to know you guys a little bit more. Are we in?
We're in.
Are we in? Dude, it's Pi Day. Think about the amount of people who got pussy by going 3.14159.
Zero.
There's no way, dude. You don't think nobody got hosed off that?
I mean, maybe, but she was homeless and needed a place to stay.
I don't think so at all. I think there was the one kid, it was always sophomore year, Miss Belvedere's class. And
Mrs. Belvedere?
Yeah.
Mrs. Belvedere was a teacher?
Yeah, sophomore at math. I was a senior in the class, but most people were sophomores.
Oh my God. Mrs. Belvedere looks like a pumpkin to me in my head. Is that wrong or right?
I don't know.
You know what a pumpkin looks like.
I do, but like, she's a nice lady.
I'm sure she's super nice.
But right. Her son was a show off in the class. He knew I was like 3.14159, and then we just would keep going. And most people be like, yeah, okay, dude, we get it. But there'd probably be one girl in the back, and they'd be like, oh, I want that cream pie. That's aggressive.
Yeah, so much.
But it's Pi Day.
Cream pies are overrated, but I will say it is Pi Day, but I will say the 3.1489 whatever guy didn't get any vagina in high school based off that, but I will say the person who memorized pi has the type of brain that probably is going to be a tech guy. Do you know what I mean? So maybe now when he's like 29, 30, he's making bags at Google, then he's getting vagina. So technically, sort of in a roundabout way, he is getting vagina off pi. But do you know what I mean? Like, his brain is probably super powerful, so he can create stuff.
Are you on Adderall right now?
Yes.
You took this and were like, ding, 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 ding.
No.
And then he went to Harvard Law, then got sucked out by a squirrel.
Whoa.
Pi Day.
All right. But you know what I mean, though.
Of course. I do. Transitive property.
Transitive property, the dude.
In the future.
What is this?
Who knows the most numbers of pi?
This is the guy who knows the most numbers of pi, but when you Google his name and then wife, literally no pictures come up.
Damn.
He's not getting laid.
Damn.
No.
Well, he's still rattling off the numbers. He doesn't have time for bitches.
Do you understand what this guy does on a regular basis? This guy
polishes a revolver. Why does math look more scientific on a chalkboard versus a whiteboard?
I don't know.
Is that just me?
No. I believe you. I think it's what's that movie with Matt Damon was a fucking smart guy? What is it?
Oh, I know it.
Oh, hey man, how's them apples?
Catcher in the Rye.
No.
Close.
No,
the one with the janitor.
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
Trep knew a movie.
All you guys, I know a movie.
Wow. But this is Good Will Hunting shit. When you saw Matt Damon right on the chalkboard, you're like, wow, this guy's a genius.
The second I walked into a class in college and they had a chalkboard, not a whiteboard, I go, well, not paying attention today.
Can't.
Mm-mm.
Can't. What was the subject in college that you felt like you did the best at?
Besides anything film related.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You were a film degree.
Yeah.
Was there a hard class that you went to? Poetry?
Oh, dude.
Reading?
I almost said Scientology.
Scientology is fire.
Is it?
Hot take. It's not.
What do you like about it?
It's not, but if you're lost in the world, and you go, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. You just join Scientology. Boom.
Bro, join a fucking kickboxing class. Why are you going to Scientology?
Yeah.
What do you mean if you're lost?
I'm trying to get clear. Is getting clear getting jerked off?
Like pre-check?
Yep. But what? No, you get clear. It's like therapy.
What do you mean?
Well, getting clear. This is what they do. I'm talking in broad strokes here, but hear me out. This is what
they
do.
You're definitely on Adderall today.
Of course.
We're talking Harvard, Pi, and now astrology and Scientology.
Astrology?
Same thing.
It is kind of the same thing. Nothing's real. But they sit you down to, they sit you down to get clear, and they ask you a bunch of like really like invasive questions, and they're essentially trying to get the thetans out. So then the thetans are like I'm serious. This is Scientology. I'm not joking.
I know you're serious. That's the sad part.
I know. The thetans are inside you because they're like dead souls from years and years ago. So they're inside you because you ingested them as a baby. And then to get the thetans out, which is like the bad energy, you have to get clear, meaning you have to like say your deepest, darkest secrets. But what they do is they record those goddamn sessions. And then, so you're like, whoa, when I was 9, I killed 14 frogs in a well.
Oh, and they hold it against you?
Yes, sir. And that's why Tom Cruise and those motherfuckers are still
in
it.
That's why you got to say allegedly.
A bunch of times?
Yeah, I killed a bunch of those frogs, allegedly.
Allegedly is such a funny word.
Yeah, it's
just an asterisk. I came quick, allegedly.
Well, putting an asterisk next to everything, that's what I'm going to start doing.
What do you mean?
I'm just going to put an asterisk next to everything. Because then it's like, well, what does it mean? And then I'm just going to somewhere on my bio or like maybe on my leg or get tattooed, like, I may or may not have meant those statements.
Getting
like, damn, you hot as fuck, shoddy. Asterisk.
Shoddy's funny.
Shoddy.
Well, I can't even say shorty because generally all women are taller than me.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
What is it like kissing? Just eye to eye contact?
No, it's knee to face. That's a fight.
Have you ever had to get on your tiptoes to kiss someone?
No. Only my dad.
He's tall.
He is. 6'1". The fuck happened to me?
I don't know. Maybe that is 6'1" energy is leaving the family.
Yeah. You can't leave the family at 5'9".
Dunk on some pussy somewhere else.
Yeah. But if you leave the family at 5'9", bro, you got confidence.
Well, they didn't know you left.
They're like, hold up, dad's still here. He's underneath the cabinet.
I got a DM from Joe Exotic.
No,
can
you
just reference this?
It's the weirdest thing that's ever
happened. Joe Exotic, I think, is still locked up.
Is he trying to beat?
He's trying to do something. But I just got a random DM. I don't even follow him. And then I get this DM. He goes, hey, can I add you to my campaign site as an endorsement and put one of your photos and a link to your Instagram? And then he puts his website, www.joeexotic2024.com. Joe Exotic is now running for president from the pen.
Hold on. President or like
I don't fucking
comptroller
know.
Or some shit?
I don't know. Maybe the president of Oklahoma, which really all you need
where
is like an
from?
Axe
Where is he from? Nebraska? No, Florida.
Oklahoma. Or he lives in Oklahoma.
What?
He's locked up. I don't know what he's doing, but I got a DM and I go, why? Who?
Is he in jail?
Yeah. Yes.
Here's JoeExotic2024.com. He's running for president from federal prison.
Dude, that font, this screams Microsoft Paint. This font is so fucking dated.
I don't even
so many letters. Here's the thing. Get boomers off the internet.
This is what, okay.
You don't have to click on a website. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go.
You don't have to click on a website to be like, I'm 18 or older. You should have to click on a website if you're too old to be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm over 57. And you're not allowed on the internet.
This is a problem.
This is boomer font.
This is a problem.
American flag with just what Helvetica size 8. Yeah.
But also
start a video.
You can't even. Oh, hold on. There's a video.
No, I'm saying like do a video.
Do you think he had sex with
look
those tigers?
At this Photoshop job.
His hair looks like mine. So I have a question though. You can run for president like anybody can do that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you to make it on the ballot's a different statement, but just to run, you know.
What's the what?
I mean, there's been like 5 comedians that have ran for president.
Every time I see this type of stuff, I think there's a tax advantage or they're trying to funnel money through the campaign because those comics that ran for president, they're not winning. He knows he's not winning. Kanye knows he's not winning. I think there's a massive tax advantage. There's got to be something. Yes.
Isn't it sad when people go, I got married just for the taxes? You son of a bitch. Love yes. your wife.
Well, maybe they do love
her.
Maybe they do love her, but they don't. But
the
getting married is stupid.
Uh-oh. Hot take.
It's not. No. Dude, well, I do. Why do I have to tell the government that I'm getting married? Why do I have to tell anybody?
The government knows everything. You've been accepting cookies?
Accepting them, dude.
Dude, here's why.
Willy nilly.
Here's why I know that cookies are sketchy. Is they're trying to like make them sound fun now.
Yeah.
They're like, crunch, crunch. It's cookie time. Where the fuck is the government?
Where I'll tell you where the government is. The government wrote that.
Get your milk. It's time to dunk your cookies. Where's the kids?
If you give a mouse a cookie, Where's the gun?
But that's what I'm saying. Why does it feel, what is a cookie? And if you try to Google what a cookie is, you go to a website, it's just going to give you more cookies. Also, just do it without me asking.
Also,
just fucking do it.
Can my computer be like, I'm full. I don't need dessert. No cookies.
What is it with laptops? I mean, they get a year in and they just start breathing heavy.
I'll tell you what it is.
They switch the heart of a pug and they just stop working.
It's Apple.
Is it?
Apple is the government if you think about it. Apple's like, here, I'll give you this product. Isn't it cool? You go, yeah. They go, cool. It's going to work for about a year and a half. And it's going to start fucking crumbling because there's too many goddamn cookies.
But here's what I hate. You get a laptop, it's fire. You're fucking airdropping. Yep. Bah, bah, fast, quick, boom, edits. And then it's a year in, maybe 2 years in, and this bitch is breathing heavy. I need a sleep apnea mask to charge it. But then I start deleting a fuck ton of stuff. I'm looking up YouTube videos. It's like, delete Chrome, delete old files, delete old project files. I do all that. Bitch still runs the same. I took 50 pounds off your shoulders. Run faster.
I'll tell you what, though. Have you, because we both use Final Cut, have you deleted render files? I just learned this trick. Holy fuck.
That's probably what it is.
It took like a terabyte and a half off my.
Really?
Yes.
Because I'd be going to like the storage shit and it just says like other and it's just like donk.
Yeah.
I always thought that was porn.
It's render file, dog. It's crazy. I'm telling you.
Can you show me where to do it after?
Yes, sir. I can show you right now. Cut. We're back in.
You didn't show me anything.
I didn't.
You look like you're about to say something about storage.
Computers.
Where do you put all the footage?
External drives.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but so a lot of times, like with a computer, like even though you're like clearing off shit from it, still just like changing the file directories over and over again can slow it down. So what really helps is if you just do a fresh install. That'll make your computer feel like
fresh install.
Yeah, like fresh reinstall the OS. Like reinstall the Mac OS. Oh, make sure you have everything
restart back to factory.
Yeah,
dog.
That shit will make it.
But do you lose all the data and all the?
You have to have it backed up. Yeah.
Well,
dude, that's what happens when you break up with your girlfriend.
What?
You go back to factory settings for like relationships.
You do, but worse.
It's worse.
Factory settings, but you need somebody to start you every day.
But what I'm saying is factory settings. Like, so you go on a date and some girl's like, ugh, what's your dog's name? Oh, bitch. Greta, how do you not know this?
Dude,
you gotta start. I gotta tell you everything. This is what I want. I want a fucking thumb drive and I put it into my date's neck. She downloads all the information. She don't ask me fucking questions like, oh, whoa. So you want to fuck your mom? Yes.
But that's part of, what?
What did you say?
God damn.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. I hear you.
Yeah.
But
if you say that's part of the fun, I'm going to flip this fucking table. I don't even have a table.
It's part of the fun. Parts of it.
That's fun for you?
Because you can riff. Dude, the amount of bits I've gotten off dating is.
I know.
And that's not why I go on dates, it's for bits. Hey, but there, I mean, parts of it, yes, no, but like. I mean, when you're on the date and she's like, how did you get into comedy? You're like, are we going to do this with no podcast microphone? I'm just going to say this for one audience member.
Yeah.
Put a Bluetooth ad in my date or a Bluetooth.
In your date?
Could be.
Maybe.
But I do feel that. But it is very like start and stop. You're like, here we go again. Where's your family? How's your sister? Still got that rack on her?
My sister or your sister? Your sister's a wreck. And don't even say this. Doesn't. I've never seen it, but I think you've mentioned it one time. And I've said it a bunch of times with this podcast now. It hasn't been confirmed. It doesn't matter. Sister, I'm just joking. You're very sweet. What I'm saying is, if you go on a date with a lady, and I understand that there is the riff sometimes is fun, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I do feel like I'm just like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Silver Spring, Maryland is where I'm from. Oh, it was close to D.C., so it's kind of
blah-dee-bee-boo-bah. Right. Well, I think it can either be fun or you're like, if you're not connecting, then it's like it feels like you're... It's like a job interview.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, wow. So you ever shook hands after a date? All right.
You ever done nothing after a date? That's the fun. That's the, like not even a handshake. Just like, all right, yeah, call me.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
Who's supposed to text who after the date?
I mean, I don't know if there's like hardened rules.
I think I would say people have at least an expectation. Like, I think there's definitely in a lady's mind, maybe, I don't know. I think it's like, because I'll hear like other girls ask me for advice or other girls over here, they'll be like, it's been a day and he hasn't texted me yet. And they'll be like, oh, give it a day, then text. Like, there's the unwritten.
Yeah, I think like if we're talking like social norms here, I think the dude. But
what else are we talking?
I don't. I mean, you know, because there's so many different nuances to this thing. It's like, women are like, why can't I text them?
Right.
Blah, blah, so, you know what I mean? So I'm just talking social norms here. I think like, here's the thing. For me, if I like had a really good date, like actually connected well, and I wasn't just like, oh, you got tits. Like I was like, oh, wow, this girl's like really, really nice. There might be some type of future here. I will text them that night and be like, wow, I had such a good time. Like blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah.
That's like, I mean, I don't know. That's rare cases. I swear to God, I've probably done it like 3 times. Like, it's not like a, it's.
So the rest, you just let it like.
The rest, I probably let it simmer and then maybe.
You let the environment.
I wait like maybe 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I do. But I mean, I think every case is different. Is that generally what you
do?
Well,
I don't know. I mean, like a while ago, I went on a date and I just remember that like, I was like, oh, she'll text me. And then she was probably like, oh, he'll text me. And then I just never talked to her. But I had a great time on the date.
Yeah.
She was super cool. And then schedule just got busy. We had a good conversation, good riff. And then it was just like, all right.
Yeah, I think the problem is like when, and I'm not saying that you were playing games, but I think that a problem with like dating is like, I think there's like these weird, like, not weird. It's like people just start playing games. It's like, oh, I don't want to show her or him
too much up front,
yeah. But also like this weird, like, it's like a power struggle thing that always, you have to get over all this fucking shit. Then you can be yourself.
Yeah.
And that part's annoying.
You know what part I didn't miss is the texting rules.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Women love to do the shit where they're like, all right, he took 10 minutes to respond. I'm going to take 20. But then you don't want to text back immediately because then you're like, oh, it's the same thing I do when a Postmates driver calls me and tells me I'm out front. I act busy. I'm like, oh, I'm heavy breathing. I'll be right there. You sleep by the door. I'm fucking touching myself.
Yeah. That's why you're breathing heavy.
I ordered Cinnabon at 3 p.m. I'm not doing well. But it's so then if she takes 20 minutes, text back, I'll take 40. You take 40. She takes 80.
If she takes 80,
I'm touching myself again.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It's all this rigmarole. But here's the interesting part.
Does it matter?
You can break the power struggle by just relinquishing it.
What do you mean by that?
That is like the whole idea of like, oh, she took 20 minutes. Now I need to take 20 minutes, or you don't.
Well,
or she. What I'm saying is a relinquish it. Meaning like, if she takes 20 minutes to respond, just respond immediately. If you're trying to be done playing these games,
of course.
I've said this a million times in this fucking podcast, and I know it's like way easier said than done. But like, if you practice like full transparency, I think it's the best way to go.
Yeah.
Because I've texted in the past, hey, I'm not really trying to play games here. Like, if we want to like have a conversation, let's have it. But if you're trying to play this 20 minutes, like we don't have to do this.
You've said that to him?
Yes. I know in the beginning of the thing, there's all this like, I don't think I say power struggle, but like to paraphrase it, I was like,
such a businessman.
Well, I'm if you. But if you say
it,
it's either if she reacts weird, then you go, cool, I know this is not gonna I know it's not gonna work.
No, I get that.
You know?
But I think you're right in a sense of like, if the more games you play up front, the more you're putting on this fake facade of who you are.
And then it takes longer.
Well, yeah.
You can just break it down by being like, right. I don't think there's a future here, but I'm like, you can say like, listen, I think we're both adults here. Like, I'm going to be fully transparent with you. I had a good time on the date. I kind of don't want to do these wait 18 minutes to text back because you have to. If you're busy, then wait. But like, just know from my end, I don't think of less of you if you text me right back. We're good here. Like, you know?
You would say all that over a text, though? That seems way too much.
Yeah, just don't.
But it seems way too much if the girl at that moment's not, like, ready to hear that. And, I mean, you need to suss it out.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, in every situation, I don't think that's warranted.
Yeah.
But I do think that if you don't want to play those games, you can be open and see if that's reciprocated or not. And
I think it depends because I've had both experiences, one where it just felt like a game, but one where she was genuinely busy. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad you're not hitting me up every second because you're busy, you're doing shit. Great, love that.
Yeah.
But what I've realized is like if I forgot to text somebody back, then they'll take also a day to get back to me. But if they respond and then I immediately respond, they kind of go based off of you.
That's what I mean. So you but, so but you, that's you, just, take, that's you just take
fraud,
the lead.
Then everyone's fraud.
What do you mean?
Because it's like you could have been texting back immediately this whole time, but you're just on some bad bitch shit.
That, but that's what I'm, it's so
God, either, hot people are fucking cool.
Hot people are so fucking cool or not cool?
Cool.
Nah, I think it's cool, but most not hot cool. people are uncool.
It's cool for like a second, then you're like, right, okay, I get it.
Correct. Hot. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yay. Oh, yeah, God.
You got me.
Symmetry. Cool.
Yeah.
Why'd your mouth on my. All right. So, but no, there's this girl that in the last like couple of days we've been texting.
Oh, and she, hold up.
Yeah, hold on.
Hold up. I'm hard. I'm so glad I clicked that one. That
I mean, dude, this is like the insane beginning stages. I don't, we've never even had a date.
The rest
yet.
Is still unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield.
What? Bedingfield? Is that her?
Yep.
Her last name's Bedingfield? I don't know this.
See, there's another wrinkle to this, though, because studies have been done that show that if you wait a long time to text back, if you play that game, the other person actually thinks you're more attractive.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing that women make guys wait like four or five times to have sex because they want to build that tension. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. It's smart. Mm-hmm. It's you give a man too much up front, he's going to get bored quick. Simple man. Throw a tennis ball, I get. But if you throw a tennis ball like this, you do the pump fake, but you don't actually throw it. Uh-huh. I'm going to be like, throw that fucking ball.
But here's the problem with that game.
Come,
correct.
But, the dog just lays down. I'm gonna get
but here's the problem. If you do a bunch of pump fakes with the tennis ball and you finally throw the tennis ball and you get the tennis ball and the tennis ball is not what you wanted, essentially, you're going to have the same result, but you're going to wait a month. Do you know what I'm saying? That's always my problem with those games. If you're like, oh, I'm going to wait four dates or 7 days before we have sex, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's fine. But if you end up having sex and you're not, and the chemistry's off, whatever, then you just wasted a month. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I understand both sides.
I get that.
But
I get that. But I think when you're like, I don't know, maybe like 22, you got time to play games. You got 28, you're more like, what are we doing here? You know?
Right, yeah.
So if I'm a 26-year-old bad bitch, I can still got some time. I can fuck around. I can play games.
I think we all can fuck around. We all can play games. But what I'm saying is I think if you like it, my whole thing on this is let me find out if I like you fast. And if I like you, then let's go on the path.
And you're including the intercourse in the liking.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't think holding back cooter.
I mean, dude, post-nut regret in the Mormon community must be crazy.
Insane.
I mean, think about that. Post-nut regret on your wife?
Dog, post-nut regret on your wife.
Bro!
You just swallow a rifle in the fucking fields. I feel like all Mormons have fields. Is that wrong?
Mrs.?
Huh? Mrs. Fields fire cookies.
No, I feel... Well, also, Mormonism, you just get multiple wives. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, most Mormon things are not right, but the multiple wife thing, I think is correct. I think it's right.
But I feel like where your head's at, you want multiple husbands for one wife.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, how is if when a woman starts telling me what her day is like, and I'm in the middle of an edit, I would love to be like, Theodore, you're in. And then he just sits down with her, have a chamomile tea. They talk about her day, and I can get my fucking work done. And then when I'm done my work, Theodore, get out of here. Let me get that cooter, Mary.
So you want just the sex part out of the relationship?
No, but I think it's a timing thing. You know, because sometimes you. Oh, I'm fucking. I'm playing with fire here, but hear me out. I think there's sometimes, and all genders included. I think there's sometimes when you want to have sex, or sometimes when you want to talk. But there's sometimes where you're fucking busy, or you're not horny, or whatever. Yeah. Wouldn't you want to just tap in someone else to handle it? Then you're, you know.
Of course.
You're not in though.
No, I am. I'm totally in. Because, I mean, there'd be times where I think the hardest part was like separating the work from home.
Yeah.
Like, because I'd be working at home. I'd be trying to get an edit, walks in like, hey, what are we doing for lunch? And I'm like, oh, you know, we could. And then I'm just trying to like, you know.
Yep.
But I
wouldn't you like to be Sebastian? Handle lunch.
Mm.
Do you want to eat cooter? Fresh one. Market price.
So she needs a team.
Yeah, I mean, I think here's the thing. In just talking about it, funny sounds good. In practice, I mean, it's not going to work.
Well, what about a nanny for your wife?
Go on.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, exactly what
there's a nanny who watches the kids, but there's a nanny who's just ready to go for your wife. Your wife's just like, God, I'm hungry. Nanny, boom, gets it. Your wife's like, you know what? Clark at work's really being a piece of shit. Nanny, boom, ear for you.
Or go beat Clark's ass.
Okay.
What if every person just had an intern? You know what I mean?
So but then it's whose intern would have the intern?
Just a younger intern, all the way down.
Whoa.
I'm on board with the listening part, because sometimes I'm not in the mood for an earful. Women be chatty. I don't know if you know this.
Fresh and fit.
Ow! No.
Let's go for the air horn.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I be chatty too. So it's you know, it's the same
course,
thing.
Course,
yeah,
course,
sometimes you want to be like, oh, my set. And she's like, cool, I want to blow my fucking brains out. If you talk about your stupid tag about 7-Eleven one more goddamn time. But the sex thing's a problem.
What is? What part about sex is a problem?
I think I can handle it. But if you had part of the nanny's responsibility was to be an emotional rock for her and then also to give her that rock. That's, you know, sometimes, why are you laughing? Sometimes that's a problem.
Rock meaning cock.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to be in a relationship.
What do you mean?
You're like, if she can handle all my problems and also pipe her down.
Yeah, but when I don't have enough time, and here's vice versa. Do you know how many times that I start talking and like a girlfriend of mine in the past would be like, all right, enough. She would love to be like, all right, Esmeralda, get in here. Listen to this guy's fucking bullshit.
Right.
Oh, I'm horny. She would love to be like, Esmeralda, go suck this guy's average cock.
Goddamn.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. This is the saddest thing I'll say, and this is not how life works, but I want a girlfriend on the weekends, you know, where it's just like the weekdays, I come here, I record, I'm writing, I'm editing, we're doing all that. We get home, we're doing shows at night. I'm not letting anybody down, right? I'm not neglecting anybody by not being available. Yeah. But Saturday, Sunday, let's go to a fucking farmer's market, bitch. Respectfully.
Yeah.
Definitely. I love you. You know, let's do it. Because the weekends when I don't have somebody like to do stuff with,
yeah,
that's when I'm like, oh, fuck, I need a companion. I need somebody. You know, let's go to SeaWorld. Let's do a day trip to Santa Barbara.
I know. The problem is all the good comes with all the bad. You can't have just the good.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I preface it like, this is not right. And this is not, that's me like being like, I want my cake and eat it too.
Right. I mean, it sounds great. But even on the weekends, I think they're going to be like, well, Monday. And then, I mean, Tuesday. And then all of a sudden, full-time girlfriend.
Well, I mean, this is the whole thing where there's literally sex workers that do like the girlfriend experience where it's like, here's a bunch of money. This weekend, we're just hanging out.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my
Jewish
life.
I'm too Jewish for that. I'll cookie breakfast. But that's the thing.
I wouldn't pay a dollar for an OnlyFans video. You think I'm spending whatever for a fake girlfriend? But then she laughs and I go, that's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, dude, you see that? I remember when we were in Vegas for AVNs. Like, yes. There's a table right across from us.
God.
This guy literally looked like he's been at Goldman Sachs for 44 years.
He looked like his name was Goldman. I think that is Goldman Sachs.
Him. Yeah, and he was trying to give her that Goldman Sachs. This girl was fine. The whole dinner, she's just taking selfies. He's not in any of them.
Why would he be in any of them?
He doesn't know how to use a fucking phone.
Of course. He thinks he's at a printing press.
But you see that, and you got to put in the work to find the love to keep love loving, nourishing, right?
Whoa. Fortune cookie.
But, you know, What do you want? That where you're like, oh,
no, I don't want
or
that.
Do you, what? You don't want love or you don't want that Vegas guy?
No, I want love. I do not want that Vegas guy. That is what we always talk about. That is the scary proposition where that dude is bagged the fuck out. He's on his fourth wife. His kids hate him. Yeah, and he's alone in a mansion. And he goes, cool, let me buy a woman in Vegas. Like, that's what that was. That is
terrifying.
Terrifying, sad. But like, the problem is, where does the inspiration, the motivation to hustle. Where does the what's the word when you want to be successful? What is the fucking word when you strive to be successful?
Drive,
determination.
Passion, power.
Determination. Where? Thank you so much. Where does the determination have to sort of subside for you to be able to let love in? Because you can't be full throttle, fucking go and let love in. There's got to be something where you start dissolving the determination a bit, and I don't know when that fucking thing is. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like pedal to the metal. Cool. Pedal to the metal. No wife, no kids.
Well, I think,
or if you have a, then you just have a horrible relationship if you're a pedal to the metal guy.
This might not be the right take, but what I think really happens, a lot of times kids force you to ease off the gas. Because like you, let's say you and your wife are figuring it out. You're like, oh, we're trying to figure it out. We're living here. We'll do date nights Tuesday. We'll see you. You know, like you like set those things. Then you have a kid and you literally have no option. Well, you can leave the family.
Hi-o.
But then you're like, all this, what I've heard from people with kids, they go, all of this stress and all this work and everything I'm going through, it's like, yeah, it's important, but like my family, forces you to come in. And then, you know, you get the work stuff, but then now you just care about your kid.
Yes, but also it's like, I think you can go one of two ways. You can go with the, I need to spend more time with my family because now I have a family, or you have the, all right, I need to work harder because I need to provide for my family.
Yeah.
And then the work harder to provide for your family, then you end up in Vermont, balls deep in a girl you just met at the fucking Marriott bar.
Yes, no, but both those scenarios you said both ended with family. So you're working, it's all family.
It is family, but you're working. But what I'm saying is that determination to get your career, quote unquote, bigger to provide for your family, I feel like that is a decision that will inevitably ruin the family because you're not there.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? Then your kid, and your kid resents you and has to do fucking morphine at a Wawa because you never went to a soccer games.
Yeah. I remember like watching movies growing up where it'd be like the dad would be like the rich guy and he'd be like, Trenton won't be here tonight. The maid would always have the breaking news to the kid. Papa will not be here. He's an Aspen. Banging hookers. But like the kid, like that's a letdown. And I think if you're if you're human deep down, you'll start to feel that.
Of course.
But I do think that kind of fucks with the kid's head too. Why do you think every fucking rock star's son is like 14 doing ketamine and he just changes his name to like Table Knocker?
I have two words for you. Chet Hanks.
No, I just film with him. He's a great guy.
I am positive he's a great guy. And I'm positive there's a lot of like famous people's kids that are adjusted. I mean, we know a lot that are like very adjusted and very, very nice. But regardless if you have a famous father, famous mom, or a CEO mom or dad.
What does it have to do about famous? Just like if there's not that parental person in your life.
If you're out there making bags to support the family, it's like that you're missed. You need a complete family.
There's a happy middle ground where you have to look at yourself and be like, okay, I'm doing all right. I can ease off the gas a little bit.
Yes, but that I feel like that's so hard to do.
It's hard to do. Of course. Easier said than done.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember dating for a while and it'd be like, you know, you want to take a week off to go somewhere. And I'd be like, that sounds great. And then that week would be approaching and the whole time beforehand, I'd be trying to cram so much work that I could have work be distributed while I'm already gone. And then I'm day three of vacation. I'm itching. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about souffles.
I don't give a
shit. Let me make a goddamn TikTok.
Yeah. Look at the infinity pool. I don't give a shit, bitch. Fuck.
But, yeah, I don't know.
The thing is, how many times do we have these full conversations and we go, I don't know? Because there is no answer. It's all very situational.
Yeah.
It's all very, very, very situational.
Speaking of somebody who has a bunch of kids, Nick Cannon.
I mean, did you see this?
No, what is it?
It's a show, and I read the headlines, so I don't know what the hell's happening. But it's a show where they're pitching, or it's approved, that women fight, not, I don't think physically fight, like it's like a reality show, to win Nick Cannon's seed. So Nick Cannon fathers their kid.
That seed has the value of an autograph from fucking Joe Exotic. They're out there. Dude, there's so many. Like, what? I feel like it's not hard to get Nick Cannon's seed. I feel like you could probably get it on, like, DoorDash.
You could. I mean, Nick Cannon has how many kids, Gabriel?
Let's find out.
I love how he does this, like, has a show to get his nut, but also is just still like a wildly popular TV and radio host. Like, what's up, guys? It's Nick Cannon. It's like,
oh, yeah.
You're slanging nut.
That's it's what it is. Dude, can I guess he has 9 kids?
I think he's 11.
He's 11.
11 kids?
Mm-hmm. 9-11. Whoa.
Whoa, yeah. Hold up. So it is the show fake or real?
So the show's fake. It ended up being a thing where he's promoting some celebrity prank show he's doing, but the idea is still so funny that, like,
if I was a woman and I was working at like T-Mobile, I'd fight for fucking Nick Cannon, Simon. 18 years of goddamn money? Yeah.
But here's the thing, that money is now being split among 12, you know? What's Nick Cannon?
Well, isn't it an individual basis?
It's individual. It's not. I don't think it's.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm saying like there's
not like he just throws a mill out every month and he's like divvy it, hoes.
True, but I do think that there.
Maybe. It sounds like Nick Cannon.
It doesn't have to do with how much money you have. So if you have, you know, 11 kids that you're supporting or 12, you're going to be paying essentially less for each of those than if you only have.
Oh,
because
the core would be like oh,
because
he's
he has less
paying.
Money.
Yeah.
But can you look up? I'm sorry to make you do all this, Gabriel. Can you look up? What is the amount? So say you make $1 million a year. What is, and I guess every situation is different, but what's like the average
state,
amount?
Right?
In California, I was going to say. But how much you have to pay in child support or alimony or both? Alimony's fucked too.
So it looks like, at least in California, it is a flat 25%.
Oh my fuck.
God damn.
Hold on. 25% for just child support?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Flat 25%.
What's alimony? How much is alimony? Dude, 25%?
Yeah, I think it's about half. After everything's combined, it's about half.
That's what I've always heard.
Hold on.
About 40%.
Is alimony?
40% of net monthly income, yeah.
And that's how much you're making at the time. Yeah. So let's say you're fucking having a booming ass year. Mm-hmm. They're going to fucking clock mark that. I don't know if that's a word.
It's not.
I don't think it is.
No. There's no way a clock mark is a word.
It sounds like it though, right?
Sort of.
You're talking about earmark.
Timestamp.
Timestamp, that's what you meant.
Timestamp.
None of this works.
Clock mark and timestamp, same. Yeah, no, it does.
Clock mark.
Let's say you're booming in 2021. Yeah. Timestamp that.
Clock mark, say it again.
Clock mark there you that. Go. I'm a fucking, dude, I need my own dictionary. It'd be 4 words in there. Clock mark, page 3.
Why would you start a page 3?
The first two are the autobiographies.
It's not even the right one. Bibliography?
Biblioteca?
That's a library in Spanish.
But.
Are all libraries in Spanish all Spanish?
Get out.
All right. Keep so. Are libraries really?
Libraries are just a hard drive in person.
Whoa.
Libraries are where homeless guys go to jerk off. Did I ever tell
so
you
so much
time?
Porn in a library?
It's too much.
Did something I ever tell about you the book staleness you want to jerk off. Go
I'm
ahead.
Did I ever tell you the librarian? Did I ever tell you the time that I was in the West Hollywood library taking a big old POP and then. There was a guy jerking off right next to the stall, like at me.
You ever feel like you walk into a restroom and when the stall doors close, you immediately know whoever is in there has been in there for like 47 minutes plus?
Yep.
Like you just feel the comfortability. Mm-hmm. They got their phone on blast volume. Playing anything with volume in a bathroom is insane.
Yeah, they've been
there. Watching the Rugrats while taking a shit? Government.
Dude, them motherfuckers ordered appetizers in there. They've been there for a while.
But like you,
calamari on the ground?
If you're in there, let's say you're in there to go to the bathroom, somebody else walks in. Are you just proceeding with business or do you go like total like mute stealth mode?
Am I taking a shit or am I peeing?
Shit. You're in a stall.
Honestly, I wish I wasn't this person because I like yell about fucking honesty and blah, blah, blah. But when I'm in there, my immediate instinct is I'm embarrassed to make a sound. I'll do flushes while I'm taking a shit, especially when I know it's like not a clean shit. Like it's gonna be a nightmare. Just like
let's say you're just all right. Shit's already out. You're on your phone. You're scrolling.
Yep.
And then there's somebody that walks in. Are you proceeding to like wipe? Or are you just going stealth and like kind of like going mannequin challenge? I don't move.
If I'm taking a poop, if I'm in the middle of a poop and someone walks in, I go like mannequin challenge. But if it's already out, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You ever been shitting in a public place and you take out AirPods because you know you're gonna be in there for a while?
No.
Dude, I have watched Netflix documentaries while shitting in like a public space. I took a poop on a goddamn airplane. Actually, the last airplane I was in.
Same one you touch yourself in?
No. Different.
You ever got a Blumpkin? I think it's a logical A to B.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. Have you ever? That to me is crazy.
Yeah, that is insane. I mean, I would do it if she was into it, but that's no. The answer is no, and I'm not super into it. But if she was like, you know what, fucking gets. If a girl tells me anything that like makes her super whatever, I'd do it.
What if it's
give it to me?
Listening to her while you're editing.
If it gets
you
know, her
it really
wet,
turns me on. If you listen while you edit, put the little MacBook down and.
If you say anything, little MacBook, we're out.
Oh my God.
You're just demeaning what I'm doing for a living.
I got lunch with one of my like best friends recently. And he goes, you saw that you off that little tour yet?
No. Cool. Guess who's paying for lunch?
Bye. Me.
You paid for it?
Bags.
No.
I don't give a fuck. But ow. I was like, you say Lil? And he was like, oh no, man. I just didn't know how to, whatever. It was just funny. anything was funny.
Let me ask you this. Speaking about paying for dinner. So this situation happened to me. So this is, it gets a little convoluted, but I need to give you all the information. So I was in Orlando and I went to lunch with my brother, his girlfriend, my mom's best friend, and my mom's best friend's husband. Do we got it?
Yeah, your mom wasn't there?
My mom was not there, no.
Weird group.
My mom's best friend's been a family friend since remember. Gotcha, my aunt, right? Yeah. So we're all there. And people are ordering, not insane, insane. People are like ordering alcohol and stuff. And it's like, you know, it's a fucking, what is that? Four, five, it's five people, a lot of people. So the bill comes and my mom's best friend's husband, and I'm paraphrasing here, grabs the bill and goes and looks at us. My brother and I are trying to take out our cards. And he looks at us, he goes, so would you guys mind getting this since I got the last dinner? And immediately I was like, oh yeah, it's fine. What, like, of course, like, well, we're trying to get it anyways. So we get it and my brother and I split the bill. And then I'm leaving. I start doing math in my head. I'm like, he didn't pay for a dinner that I was at. Do you know what I mean?
What dinner was he talking about?
They all had dinner minus me the night before they came to one of my shows.
Mm-hmm.
So he was propositioning this, like, do y'all mind getting this based on the fact that he paid for a dinner I wasn't at. Also, I'm by myself. I don't got a girlfriend or a wife. So I'm paying for my brother's girlfriend's, first of all,
none of them topping you off.
Zero. Come on. I don't know even what that meant. But people got mimosas, not me. People got steak tips.
Dude, that's
not me.
Eating with a whole group is always a thing. I used to hate that when we'd go to lunch at All Def Digital. It's like I would always order. Whenever I order the most generic thing, it'd always be like company card. But then whenever I'd be like, oh, this feels like a company card event, I'd be like, fuck it. Let me get the short ribs.
Yep.
Hey, bottomless and topless mimosas.
Topless mimosas. You got to get bottom mimosas from a girl that is topless.
Dude, how do they not have a strip club thing where it's called like bottomless and topless? She brings out bottomless, but she's topless. There's coffee shops where the tits are out.
Yes.
Yes.
What is it called?
Whorehouses.
No, Seattle has them, but also there's Bikini Barista, but there's also ones like in Los Angeles, I think whatever. It's so weird to be hard and also drinking caffeine.
Bottoms up espresso.
I don't like when you know what? I'm out.
I don't want to see tits at 8 in the morning. Don't. I don't want to think about sex at 8 in the morning. Get out of here. This is my time to meditate, put some essential oils on, and start my work day.
Yeah,
I don't want to start with an empty cock.
But But then your day's already a dub. It's already a win.
I know, but it's already done.
You're sitting in traffic, but you already saw tits.
No.
Somebody honks you. Great.
See,
I saw some racks this morning.
I'm the opposite. I feel like I want to work up to the fact of seeing tits or fucking. I don't want to wake up, get topped off. My day's over. I'm trying to go back to sleep. It's Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday.
Work your way through this. Monday morning, bottoms up espresso in LA. 8 a.m. You wake up. You want to go get a coffee. Oh, it's schoolgirl day. The barista's dressed up in a little schoolgirl outfit.
No.
Come on.
I'm being serious. I want you to look like a fucking construction worker. I don't want anything. I don't want.
What about like Thursday?
What if we're talking about 6, 7 p.m.? Okay. 8 a.m. tits? You ever wake up and just watch porn? You want to fucking blow your brains out. It's insane.
Have you ever woke up and just like just open immediately porn?
No. Never.
You have? I knew it.
You
I
have?
Fucking knew
you
it.
Open up and watch porn?
You said what?
Morning wood. You got to get it out.
Yeah, but that's just pee.
What?
All right, pause.
You're telling
All right, let's pause right here. What did you just say?
Morning wood is just pee. You're not hard just to be hard. You got to pee. All right. The
Dog,
fact that everybody's laughing.
What?
Is not making me feel good.
What? Did you go to school?
Yeah, hard. No. When
Do
you,
you
wake
think,
up.
You're trying to tell me right now that morning wood to you in your head is pee?
It is.
What's pee in this situation?
What?
What's pee in this?
Urine.
No, I understand, but like what? So you're saying the pee makes you hard?
Yeah, your battery's full. You got to release it. The reason you're bricked up is because you're fucking, you got to pee. Because after you pee, you're not hard anymore.
Do you ask people questions at all?
No, I'm right. I was born in this world, right?
This is wild. It's not pee, dude. You're hard because your testosterone during the night's a little up, so you get fucking hard.
You tease up at night?
Yeah.
Huh.
But it is, I think you're just, because sometimes you wake up and you got to pee in the morning, I think you're just connecting them.
Yeah, you're conflating the two.
But to Trev's point, waking up with morning wood but having to pee, I cannot imagine jerking off. That sounds crazy.
Oh, that's crazy.
You bypass peeing?
Yeah, yeah. And then it goes down again, and then I can go pee.
That's crazy.
And it feels good again, because you know that after nut
the pee.
The after like nut
the
pee.
After nut pee goes hard, right?
After nut pee is an insane sentence. Go to an asylum. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Wait, so
dude, I had morning wood recently and I had to pee in my shower because I couldn't angle it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I can't do this. I just opened the door and just peed in the fucking shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good idea.
That's a sink pee.
A what? You peed in the sink?
Yeah.
I love how people are just saying before. This stuff like it's very normal. You peed in I know you've peed in the sink. You do everything in the sink.
Oh, my
you probably
sink.
Got bat mitzvah in the sink.
So you're telling me you woke up rubbing your eyes and just immediately porn?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. That's crazy. That's
crazy. That's a reverse day.
Yeah.
What do you do? Go to work at 9 p.m. after that?
No, then I'm pumped up.
I'm deep pumped.
Yeah, I'm deep pumped. I'm like a flat basketball.
Oh,
you ever try to play basketball with a flat
smoking
basketball?
Smoking an orange peel. Like, my day's done.
Yeah.
Flat basketball's funny.
No, you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
You
it's over.
You let it get it anywhere because you're about to jump in the shower.
Well, that's normal for me.
Pee in the shower. Get that post-nut pee.
You
Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but also it's like 8 a.m. You're trying to plan your day in the background of your head. You just hear,
Yeah, that's crazy. I've stumbled across some stuff. Like I get on Twitter. That fucks me up. I get on Twitter and then one girl's like, well, first of all, I love OnlyFans women tweets are so funny. How come no one likes tits anymore? I'd like to show them to you. To who? To who? Bethany?
And
then you got to go right on the media.
The Reddit ones are hilarious, but I get it. It's like clickbait for these fucking dudes who are just fucking horned up, simped out. And because they just see it and it's like, hope I can just leave my tits here. I know nobody's going to see these, but hopefully somebody does. And the guy's like, I'll see him. I'm here. It's clickbait.
I love
them. Yeah, but
like,
what's better, that or like
I haven't been on
jerk
a
off
date.
Of my tits?
I haven't been on a date in a while. I wish someone would take me on a date. You live in Iowa.
There's what bad bitches in Iowa.
So many. Waterloo? Why do you think it's called Waterloo?
It's all clickbait.
If you were an OnlyFans guy, what would your tweet be?
Promoting
your genitals, yeah.
What would I say? Had to buy a tarp for this load.
It's pretty good. It's really good.
And it would be me at a Home Depot with a 2x4 of my cock. Long ways, not sideways.
A 2x4 of your cock. Please explain.
Piece of wood.
Yep.
Over my dick.
Oh, over your dick. Got it.
And then I have a tarp over my shoulder. Also, why were hitchhikers back in the day always a stick with a bandana? Get more storage.
What was in there? Like your cat?
One sack of oatmeal.
Yeah, I mean, motherfuckers fuck with porridge back in the day. Also,
I had
the
oatmeal
bandana
for breakfast.
What did you have?
I had oatmeal for breakfast.
Oatmeal for breakfast is so good. I'm not hating on it at all. It's fucking phenomenal. I will say, though, I love when people used to hitchhike back in the day and, like, boomers are convinced that, like, hitchhiking was fine back in the day. Nothing happened. Y'all got murdered, but there was no Twitter. Motherfuckers got murdered.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And everyone's like, oh, don't do it now. You shouldn't have done it in 1961. My dad would hitchhike all the time. He hitchhiked out of the family. Dude, can you imagine? Can you imagine your life being so bad that you leave a family and have to hitchhike away?
Well, do you ever think there's a post-family leave regret? There's gotta be.
Of course.
A weekend, you're like, can we just go back? What do you say? I was at SeaWorld.
You know, you go back. I'm just joking.
But you go back, then another dude's already in the picture.
Dog.
Is any part about life fun? Enjoyable?
Right when you're coming, kind of fun. When you're crushing on stage, is kind of fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. Smoking cigars with you guys is fun. And that's it.
Goddamn.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. I watched an interview recently where Drake was talking about he has a therapist. Imagine being Drake's therapist. How do you relate?
You can't.
Yeah, man. 10,000 women just always trying to fuck. Must be crazy, man. Yeah, you tried meditating?
But it's
I mean, there's the core values that you can always get back to, remember how you feel and this and that. Obviously, there's a therapist who's very good and can help him. But it is, like, imagine, like, one client is Drake and the next one is just, like, me. I'm like, TikTok algorithm is down. And then Drake's like, I have $4 billion and I just put an owl on everything I own. What do I do now?
Who, where are the hoots? Here's what I would say, though.
Yeah.
It is hilarious that, like, your problems are your problems. I'll explain. Like, If you have so many women that want to have sex with you, like, that is a problem. Like, it sounds like a great problem, but it is a problem.
I agree.
You don't know who to trust, you know, like all that kind of stuff.
But what it is what you just said. It's trust. It's like, how do you find trust? It's like the problem, the headline is crazy, but the core of it is trust. But he talks about it in it's a interview with Lil Yachty on a beach. I saw some clips. It was pretty entertaining. But Drake talks about his therapist. What did they say? It's in the video. He goes, you're a guy with the biggest tits of the party. Meaning every time he walks in, people are like, yo, what are those bazoongas?
Yeah.
Also, this therapist, for sure, a Sigma Chi. Like, this is just a frat guy who just graduated. He's like, Drake, you have the biggest tits in the party. So when you walk in, and let's just say this party is a big tit party.
Oh, hold on. His therapist said that?
Therapist said that. It's like,
fire him immediately.
Yes and no.
I understand
the
concept.
But maybe he's trying to compare it to words that Drake's going to know best. If he's like, you're the attention, you're the star. He's like, yeah, I get that. But he's like, yo, you got big tits. And he's like, yo, I do got big tits.
Yo, I do love big tits.
Because think about it. I remember when we were all in eighth grade, this girl Jamie walked in. She was racked up. Everybody eye on her. She was the first girl in school with a rack. And we were like, how the fuck?
Dog, I'm telling you
right
now.
Did you get those on Amazon? So that's what he's equating it to. It's like everybody's looking at you because you're the big tit career. But what were you saying?
I was going to say this, and this we're going to get in dicey area, but just hearing
you
me
are
hilarious. Just single camera. It has got to be such a mind fuck, and I feel like I said this before, but it's got to be such a mind fuck for a lady to go from just being like a kid to crossing the threshold to being like have like sex appeal. It's got to be such a mind fuck to be like, oh, you're just It's the same thing with Bazunga 8th grade lady. It's like you go from 7th grade, everyone's like, hey, hitting you in your arm and playing dodgeball. And yeah. you come in the classroom with Bazungas and you go, now I have attention because I got Bazungas? It's got to be such a weird
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, the females... oh, Jesus Christ. Take 78. The human species, it's very caveman. It's like, it's literally like... when you know you're making a fuck ton of videos, nothing happens. All of a sudden, they start popping. Everyone's like, "Dude, you're fucking." And you're like, "I've always been this guy, but now you get the attention." It's the way yeah. the human brain works. If you're just showing up to class and you've been the same person for years, everyone's like, "Oh yeah, that's just Miranda." And then you show up racked out one day. Everyone's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" That's just, am I comparing tits to a viral video? Yes,
it's not, it gets the
attention.
It's the same
I'm Drake's therapist.
It's the same. Yeah, you are. It's the same thing. If a dude has money, then a dude has pussy. Like a dude has a pussy.
Not always.
Sir. Always. 100% of the time. If okay. you're a nightmare of a human, then no. But like right. a dude who like works at fucking Google, who's never got vagina his entire life, all of a sudden he's making 500K a year. He drives a fucking Ferrari. His life is going to change.
Yeah. Those fucking stage YouTube videos that are like gold digger pranks, those came from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's partially real. All yeah. those are staged on YouTube. There's still a guy doing like part 79, I remember. But yeah, I see what you're saying. But,
and I don't hate on either side, because if I understand so completely from both angles. The whole gold digger thing, I get it. I get it. And I would do the same thing.
It's success. It's like this man's doing something right. What's going on here?
Security, dude. You're out in the goddamn wilderness with dudes that will sleep on a waterbed with one fucking pillow from 7th grade. That eats macaroni and cheese.
I will say that
life.
Pillow is probably comfortable as fuck.
It may be. Or it's just full of cum. Yeah. Furtable. Come on now. Uh-oh. But you know what I mean? So you're in the wilderness fucking dude. You want to hit this so bad. Fucking guys that like eat soup on Tuesdays into yeah. a guy who has like a nice place.
Well,
and
success is hot on both sides, you know?
It is.
Like I don't even know. There's just some of those girls that just have that like, that like bad bitch, like I'm my own, like
I love that shit.
Like it's,
I'm an entrepreneur lady. Get in my
it's
life.
It's like get in or get out, right? And,
yeah.
and we know Ooh. Multiple people like that who are just like, this is who I am. Either you're on board or you're not. And you're like, I want. You're like, how do I? Why do I?
Yeah.
Because you want to be seen by them. Maybe.
Yeah. It's also like
maybe I'm not Drake's therapist.
I think I want the mutual respect. That's what I like. And if you're a hustler and you're building a business and all that kind of stuff, like there's a lot of I
put that in your Raya profile. If you're a hustler and you're trying to build a business, swipe right. I've been on Raya for like 10 months. Not accepted.
What do we do?
I don't know.
I think you just DM Raya.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Oh. You can keep adding more recommendations.
That's funny.
But it's like funny because like everybody I've talked to about it, like, oh yeah, I got it in like a week.
Yeah,
why?
It took me like a month. I don't know.
The fuck they doing over there?
I don't know. I will say it's not like I've, what I'm saying is there are some dudes on Raya that should not be on Raya.
So many people. Yeah. So many people on Raya that shouldn't be on Raya.
I will say though, on Raya, the women, dog. They're all like 8 to 10.
In
years
scale.
Old. No. It's really wild.
Do you match with people and like kind of have any conversations?
Yeah.
Or is it just
yeah.
like,
dude, I met my ex on Raya.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is true. In my head, it's all just so like, it's like seeing somebody at a party.
Some are like, and it is a lot of game playing because they're like, I'm a hot girl and I have value and da da da. And the dude's the same way. So there's a lot of, it feels like a lot more game playing, but also the same amount of game playing is the same amount of like, are we good? Are we going to do this? What's happening?
Right. Right. Exactly. But I do think it is to your point of saying, it's like, it's two people who it's like, if you're on Raya, it's already a pretentious place
yes,
already.
Yes.
So both sides can probably be like, I'm not going to stoop to the level to say,
correct.
Hey, first. Like,
correct.
I'm up here. You need to appease me type of thing.
Correct.
It's a weird pedestal to start on. But you do find people like
yeah,
X
yeah.
who are like, oh, I'm just on here to be on here.
I'm just on here to be
you
on.
You know,
yeah.
I'm not, you know.
I think if you're like a hyper-motivated type of female with like, you know, with goals and value and all that kind of stuff, I think that you don't really want to be on like Tinder or like, I mean, Bumble's fine, but I think Raya is like, it has this sort of expectation where like,
it's like working out at Equinox.
It's correct.
There's nobody jerking off in, you know, the sauna.
Lie. So much cum.
But if there's a guy jerking, no, I'm saying like Equinox is you pay the premium, so yes. you're like surrounded by like maybe like like-minded.
Yes.
You're like, I paid extra.
Yep.
To not be around the riffraff.
Yes. It is.
Tinder is like fucking out of 24-hour fitness.
Doug, it's like, I mean, it is just full of like driftwood of
human
beings.
When I see people swiping on Tinder in 2023, I just want to go, hey, put the phone down. Find love in yourself. Find God.
Find something. Yeah.
It's just.
Put that Android down.
Dude, the old cameraman, fucking, he'd be a beast on it. Just ding, 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 ding. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
These aren't real. These are robots in Russia.
I mean, most of them are just, this is just a promo for their OnlyFans.
It does feel very, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Most people on Tinder, I've literally talked to
chicks that have been like, oh yeah, I don't actively go on, like I'll like randomly go on Tinder just to make sure my account's active, but I just put my Instagram there with my hottest photos and then their Instagram slowly gets more followers. But then all the dudes following you are just dudes who want to fuck you.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
But those are people who would buy merch.
Can we put stiff socks on Tinder? Get some more followers?
Like the actual account? Yeah. Or just us together? They go, oh.
It's a joint account. Yeah.
Whoa. Can you do joint couple accounts?
Yes.
Be fine.
Oh, joint.
But like you're swiping right on like Trevor and Michael.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Yes, yeah. There are they're not a bunch, but there are every like, so like often there's swingers? Like an open relationship.
Dude, there's gotta be. Is there a swingers app?
Yes, there is.
What's it called?
My ex we
Fine
got.
Apple?
It's called.
Oh, we've looked it up. No, on
it's called three.
Nobody. Fine apple. Pineapple. Upside down. Fine. fuck everyone. I'm mean, Drake's therapist.
You went A to Z.
Fine apple. Fine. Like you fine. Pineapple. Upside down. Pineapple. Swingers.
All right. Ow.
What's the swingers app?
God damn it. I used it. It's called
fantasy app.
No.
Threader?
Threader. What is
Threader.
It? Threader. That's it. yeah. We got a couple matches too, we just didn't execute.
God damn.
You should have a foursome.
What happened?
God, yeah, I need to try to rekindle the foursome.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Go five some.
And then
if you come too quick, you just film.
Oh my God, dude, do you understand if I do a foursome, the amount of, I'll take two blue chews and I will hose my cock down with numbing spray.
Yeah.
Hose it down.
Everybody will gone. It'll still just be air humping.
100%. You guys are gonna be like, how was it? And I'm like, I don't know.
You ever seen like a dog just like air humping? What is going through its brain?
I don't know. That's why I never will get a dude dog. What's happening?
Yeah.
Why are you fucking the table?
Horned up.
And the goddamn lipstick cock, it's all weird.
Oh, I don't know where you're going with that sentence at first.
Oh, yeah. They hump everything, they pee on stuff.
It's weird.
That's why dudes are fucking dogs. Anyways,
hey,
did we
solve
anything?
No.
Yeah, we're signing up for fantasy fantasy app.
What do you mean, we are?
Well, you too.
Yeah. What? Well, hold on. I'm telling you, if we put our both, people are going to think that we're like on, like we're dating.
We could be.
Yeah, just put some nice merch pictures on there. Yeah.
We both have careers we love.
I know. We should move in together. Here's the problem. Here's my problem with all of this. I love the idea, but the dick is the problem. Like that's where it becomes a problem. I think I could like kiss a dude. I got no problem with that. You can tongue down a guy, it's fine.
Yeah.
Lick his ear, choke him a bit. But the dick, that's for me, preference-wise. They don't really do anything for me. I wish they did. I'd love to get plowed down by Brad. Fun. Then we high five, watch a guy in Super Bowl play. Yeah, dude, you ever? I could have a tennis partner, play golf.
Yeah,
smoke cigars.
Make the same sounds in the bedroom.
Yeah, dude. I just want to smoke a cigar and then have my dude top me off. Then we go to top. then we go to Top Golf. That's what they call it.
Top Golf.
Topped off at Top Golf.
Topped off at Top Golf.
Title.
God, I wanted to make such a dumb TikTok the other day. It's just out front of Top Golf, and it just says dude's name golf, and he's just like, somebody film with me tonight.
So anyways, should we, go ahead.
It sounds like you need to date a couple, because then you got the homie be like, Mark, what's good, dog? All right, I'm going to hang out with Shelly real quick. Pow, pow, pow. Smoke a cigar.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Again, it's the same thing. It sounds fun when you're talking about it theoretically, but in practice, it's just like, ugh, God, there's so many pitfalls to that. It sounds just like
I think
a
you
nightmare.
Need to just marry an AI robot.
I will. The moment they come up with like a hot sex robot that you can't really tell, I'm in.
Yeah.
How was your set? It was great. Thank you so much. I made you chicken quesadilla. Ha, 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 ha. Great.
This is fucked. But you know how on Uber you can do like preference, like talking, no talking?
Yeah, I know which one I'm going to choose. Hey, babe, what's up? That's what she says? That would get so annoying.
What?
The answer most likely is yeah. Have you seen her like a relationship where like the woman in the relationship is like, what's the word? Like very, whatever you want type of like person, like personality.
What do you mean?
Like, it's submissive, but just like very like acquiesce to like any, need that the person, that the guy has or whatever. I've seen a relationship like that. And in some weird
more the
world,
guy has like some like God complex type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, that seems so sad. That's,
oh, of course. Well, it's like,
I want my wife to not have an opinion. No.
Because then your brain, you're like, I'm always right, this and that. And then you like go into the real world and a Starbucks worker like fucks up your name. Or you're like, I ordered my coffee 10 minutes ago. She's like, I don't care. You're like, that's not in the script.
Yeah.
It's unreal. But that's why so many like celebrities have such inflated realities because they're always on set. They're in a trailer. There's somebody feeding grapes. Leo, is ready. And then they get topped off. And then and then the second you leave set and somebody doesn't treat you how they do there, or they don't know who you are, or this or that. I mean, like, it's fucked up.
It's so
because
fucked up.
You are used to a certain way.
Yeah, usually getting topped off at Topgolf.
There's a theme here.
What do you think? So, I'm gonna buy a gun.
Should we do some sock talk?
I think we should. I think it's time for a sock talk.
I am down.
If you're Drake's therapist, write in.
That would be such a fun episode.
Like it's so funny though. Somebody's at like 5 and then Drake's at 6 and the 5 o'clock, the therapist's like, gotta wrap up. I got another client. No, the client's just Drake.
Yeah, but I think if you're Drake's therapist, you're also probably doing 2 Chainz first and then fucking Drake.
Dude,
and then,
he probably doesn't need
baby.
It's probably just an in-house therapist. Probably just lives there.
It's probably his dad.
No, his dad is cooked. Uh-huh. His dad is in a different realm.
His dad has no idea what's happening.
Do you ever see videos of that man? He's like the Monty Lopez of rap.
Him and Ja Morant's father should hang the fuck out.
What's his dad been doing?
They're the same person.
Yeah. I mean, Drake's dad, like, I remember Drake was like playing a song on Instagram Live one day. And he's like, Dad, you remember this? This song? He goes, oh, I haven't heard this one. And it was like a massive song. I get it, dude. Fucking.
The job that's funny to me is there's like a lot of like, if you're like a rock star that has a drug problem, there's like a sober coach that's like, all right, I'm the sober guy that's just going to go on tour with you and try to get you not to drink. That shit's really funny.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I completely understand
that
job.
But that's a risk
though.
Management yeah. job. That's a very beneficial job. It yeah. might not seem hard, but like if that person's not there, they're relapsing at Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, for sure.
Great place
not,
to do it.
They're not doing the concert in front of 60,000 people. Right. Everyone's mm-hmm. losing crazy money.
Yeah. Sometimes yeah. I would look at my tour manager and I'd be like, oh, I could make this shit worse. You know? Like, we're 30 cities in. Everything's going great. Where's Trev? I don't know. There was just the lid of a Patron bottle next to his door.
Calling you a bunch. Your just phone's in the toilet.
But that's what I'm saying.
Literally in the toilet. Tipping cows by yourself.
Dude, tipping cows? I'm topping cows.
Dude, if we were on tour together and I couldn't find
we
you.
We used to be.
And I know.
You left my side.
It was incognito. It was so fun.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to do a Stiff Socks tour. And I don't, every time people ask me about it, I've just been like, yeah, dude, end of 2023. So
me
I don't
too.
Know
what, I've been saying the same thing.
I don't know what your schedule looks like, but we're doing it.
We're doing it.
Cool.
Be fun. But yeah, we'll get a tour manager. And
yeah,
we'll just make their life very easy. But then one show, we'll just like.
Yeah.
Just disappear.
One show, we disappear. We take shrooms. We both become iguanas. And then like.
Physically or mentally?
Mentally.
Okay.
I don't know if we could physically turn.
Iguanas could, freeze in Florida.
And then they fall and kill people.
Dude, that's insane.
Can you imagine I lost my dad? Can you imagine the obituary? What do you say? Honestly, I'd make fun of my dad the whole time. If you got killed by an iguana.
Imagine being in that iguana because they defrost and then come back to life. Imagine your homie, you defrost her. Dude, what happened? I was blacked out last winter. You killed somebody.
Killed multiple people.
What?
By a bus stop. You killed a family of 4. How fat are you, Albert?
Yep, there you go.
Joke all right,
therapist.
Shall we jump a little funk?
Yeah, a little bit of sock talk. We have a submission here from Zach, and he says, unbeknownst to me, the girl that I was hooking up with, was missing her two front teeth, and she wore a retainer that had two fake teeth in it. So she quite literally took some of her teeth out to give me dome. I wanted to ask the boys if this would be an immediate turnoff or if you would look past it.
I am questioning, because wouldn't that kind of push more into the D?
It seems like it would be sharp there.
Right. Like not fangs, but like it feels like that, that there'd be like a little scraper.
Yeah.
Well, that's why she took it off.
No, reverse. When she takes it out, now there's just two, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think either or.
Are you pretend sucking off right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it works.
Have you ever got topped off with someone to break?
Yes.
Did it feel different?
Nah, it feels the same. That's Unless they had the rubber bands in. Then it feels good.
I don't see how it would... Because it's all mouth with tongue support.
I know, but...
Where does the front brace...
But we're talking about in high school when, like, the skill level's not sensei level. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're talking about the second or third top off. So if you have braces,
gotcha.
Most dudes are like, oh my God, you're going to cut my dick.
Oh, okay. Just on
skill level alone. Yeah, and you have literally, you're walking around.
It's like a challenging level, yeah.
Correct. You're walking around with fucking knives in the front of your mouth.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which it's definitely happened before. Like, people have had to go to the hospital because.
Right. Like, I feel like I've heard that in like stand up material or like somewhere. Like, somebody's like, and she had braces, and the crowd's like, wow. And I'm like,
you're 41. Why do you know about that? Adult braces are funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. I can say as a guy that was missing my front tooth for a lot of years and has gone down on a woman with a missing front tooth, that shit's kind of cool. Kinda put the clit in between your tooth hole.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like it's boba?
Yeah, like it's boba.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you do that? So you took the tooth out?
Yeah.
What's funny? Why? I left the tooth in when I was giving it.
99% of the time, I'm leaving the tooth in. But sometimes for fun.
I think reverse is hotter. Because like if a girl sees a guy about to go down on her and you got a tooth out, how you get that tooth out? Probably in box. It just feels like manly. It feels rugged.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Carhartt.
Yeah, but if a lady takes her teeth out, you know what I mean? It's like, what UFC ring have you been in?
Or
okay.
She got them dentures.
Yeah, take out all of them?
Guys, I hear where you're at, but if you're on a date with a girl at fucking Applebee's, don't question why I'm at Applebee's. I'm just there.
My first question.
I'm just there. It's her favorite spot. It was her birthday, so we went there. And then first time goes down on me, she takes all her teeth out. Doug, huh? Do you play ice hockey? It's the only excuse.
Right. Well, look, I think you'd take it out right. It would be like.
It would be surprising.
It's the grand finale. You want to see a magic trick?
You wouldn't be
into it. No, you're already hooking up.
You wouldn't be into it.
I would feel it. I'd feel it through. Mean?
You would force it through?
No, we're hooking up.
Okay.
Right? And then right at the end, she's about to top me off.
Okay.
Probably like 2 p.m. Right?
Why is it 2 p.m.?
I don't know. But then she's going down. She goes, I got a little grand finale for you. She'll
all her teeth?
All of them.
I don't know if you're in funny land or real land. I don't think you'd be in.
I don't want to feel it.
But there's no teeth involved.
That's what if she starts dirty talking with her teeth while she's topping?
Oh no! Get
Have what you guys seen the dentures girl glow up on TikTok? She went viral a while ago, but this video is fucking crazy.
Isn't that funny? You're just whatever video you are, and then whatever gender.
Yeah.
Yo, are you the White Claw guy? Are you the dentures girl?
Oh, I've seen this. I've seen this. Fuck,
shawty.
Dude. I mean, what a...
Pause it. Yeah.
She's a gas station attendant right there. Okay? Okay? That's who you buy menthol cigarettes from. And play it, please. Okay.
The teeth do so much work.
Their teeth do so much, but she also did her makeup and her hair and everything.
But I think even just teeth with no makeup, beautiful. It's crazy how much the teeth they're carrying.
Oh, they're doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, you're just not used to seeing it. If 30% of the population of girls our age didn't have teeth, you would be like, oh, there's no. But like this, you're like, wow, it looks weird.
I mean, she goes from a gas station attendant to someone who works like TJ Maxx to someone who's like a bottle service girl just by putting on makeup and teeth. That's crazy.
Makeup and teeth is a wild sentence.
Look at that. I mean, for real, you would meet her at a club and you'd be like, wow, she's so nice. Let's go back. She's super, you guys are hitting it off. You go back. She takes her teeth out. The only advantage when she takes her teeth out, she can't talk that much.
These hashtags are hilarious.
What does it say?
Fake teeth check. Snap. What was that? With or without teeth? Who is clicking these hashtags?
Dentures in
30. And then just a random hashtag scream movie.
Please, can you type or click the hashtag teeth or no teeth?
Yes.
That sounds like something Drew Carey would host.
Funny.
Welcome back to Teeth or No Teeth. Oh, this is her hashtag. How many followers do you have? Her shirt says TikTok famous.
Here's the thing, though. Let's be positive here. And when I say let's be positive, I'm pointing at myself. Congrats. Because she got the teeth. She seems like a bubbly, fun person.
Capital. Yeah. I mean, do what you have.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all
the
for
best
it.
Of it.
I'm all for it. So you'd be okay with it. I wouldn't want to know.
Try it.
I wouldn't want to know in the moment. If we're at dinner and she's like, hey, this is kind of weird. I just want to let you know that button takes it out, whatever. Okay, cool. At least I know.
At dinner? You better hope she ordered applesauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I just don't like surprises, though. Especially a surprise on that level.
Yeah, but what if you didn't know? What if she's under the blanket? Also in movies, they always give head under a blanket. It's got to be so hot down
it's
there.
It's so hot.
But they can't show it, obviously.
It could.
But what if you're down there and then she takes him out? You don't really know. And you're like, God, that's the best head ever. And then she comes up and goes, I wonder why.
Dude, I think that people are equating good head to no teeth. I think it's probably worse. You don't use your teeth when you're given head. So it shouldn't matter.
You don't
know. There's so much more room, you know?
For activities and your homie.
Yeah.
You bring your homie in.
All I'm saying, don't knock it until you try it.
All right, so you're saying you're going to go to an ice hockey rink to find a date.
Yeah.
Hey! Blow a whistle. Take your teeth out.
And then she blows a whistle.
Isn't Blueface baby lady, isn't she missing some teeth?
I don't know what's going on in that relationship.
It's, yeah. Anyways.
All right, secret sock time.
Let's do it.
Anonymous submission. This says, I got caught gooning by my grandma. Cock out, baby oil in hand. We never talked about it.
Well, to be honest, that many screens, she probably thought you were doing some security job for the mall.
Didn't know what was happening. Yeah,
mom can't handle, a grandma can't handle an iPad. No. To walk in on 9 screens with 8 tits, she probably thought she was just drunk and seeing different vision.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my dementia's kicking in and just fucking bounced.
That's a wild thing to walk in on.
It is a wild thing to go from that to her making you fucking chocolate chip cookies in 13 minutes after that.
I feel like grandmas are just desensitized. I mean, they live through a war. They're like, good, get your tits, Kevin.
Of course. You live through two wars and a depression.
As long as you eat your vegetables.
Gives a shit?
Yeah. I feel like it's all under as long as you eat your vegetables. You know? Doesn't really matter.
Are vegetables good for you even?
What the fuck?
I'm serious, dude.
Yes.
No. Everything that anyone tells you that you've known since you were a kid, it's all fake. It's all fake.
We're at that point in the episode?
Yes. Because I guarantee you, Gabe's going to look this up, and there are vegetables that they yell at us to eat,
about
and
it.
It's not good. They're like, oh, well corn's
that's how
good
fruit
for you.
Was.
Is it?
That's how fruit was. Like, when I found out naked juice had 100 grams of sugar, I was like, what the fuck are we even doing here?
No one knows what's happening. Nutrition's not real. The government owns everything. You think we have agency? We got no fucking agency. Gabe's a goddamn Fed, for sure.
If Gabe's a Fed, then what is Jack?
Here's the thing. Jack would be the easiest to get at. I think the FBI could turn you in 3 seconds.
To what?
Do you know how much footage they have of you fucking jerking off the banana peels? They could turn you in 2 seconds.
Ugh. Vegetables do contain a lot of toxins.
Boom! I knew it!
You're going to be that guy on a date? Girl goes, y'all get that fucking cauliflower toast? I don't know if that's real, but it should be. He went, you're really getting vegetables?
Yes.
There's toxins? Warriors eating a T-bone dipped in marinara?
Oh, dude. T-bone steak and ketchup? Someone fight me.
What the fuck?
It's so good. Boy,
nobody wants to fight you. You're a psychopath.
It's so good.
T-bone and steak.
What do you dip your steak in?
Steak sauce.
Fucking idiot.
It's
what?
In the name.
A1?
A1's phenomenal.
Ew!
A1's phenomenal.
Ew, dude.
It's like balsamic fuck ketchup and had a kid.
I don't like it. A1 is so trashy.
You literally put ketchup on a steak. That's the most disrespectful thing you can ever do to a chef.
It's not.
What if you're cooking?
What about Italian dressing on a steak?
What the fuck?
I mean, it's fine. Your dad is an ankle monitor, but it's fine.
Yeah, it feels like you open the fridge hoping there was a different sauce and you didn't have it. Ketchup, weird. I get it. Mustard on a steak, gunshot. But people make...
Sweet and sour on a steak? What the hell's wrong with you?
Check his browsing history. But people do like mustard. Saying check his browsing history is a hilarious thing to do to strangers. the Starbucks employee. I don't know if I can make an oat milk latte. Check his browser history.
Are you a big clear your history guy?
No.
I live alone now. I clear the fuck out of my
what
history.
What the fuck are you searching for is a better question.
I think it's just out of habit. Because my ex would like use my computer sometimes. And the last thing I want is like, foot POV goth bitch. You know what I mean? I don't want
I would just buy her a new computer.
Who?
Whoever your ex was.
Yeah, but that's kind of sus if you just come on with a new Mac. Like, here you go.
Merry Christmas. It's June.
Well, don't check my browser history. All right. Was that another installment of the stiffest socks in the goddamn
great
world?
Episode. So fun.
Man, let's keep going.
We have a Patreon to do.
We do.
Live, laugh, love.
If you walk into an apartment and a girl has that on her wall.
She's giving you an atrocious hand job.
Atrocious hand job. She has a cat and she hates her mom.
And women she's rate their moms. Do we? Sucking.
I disagree. Really? I think a woman, a lady who hates their mom has like emotional problems. A woman who hates her dad will fucking top you off on the top of a goddamn just swing set. All right.
Well, I was trying to picture like, is she up on top of the swing set? Yes. She's waiting for you to come make the fall.
I was thinking that's opposite. She was on the swings with mouth open going to you. And then that hurt. That's a real big hit or miss.
Unless she doesn't have teeth. Guys, that is another installment of the Stiffest Socks in the Goddamn World. Thank you so much. Turn it off. yeah, man. That's it. Thank you guys so much for support. Also, a friend and reminder, we have a god darn Patreon. 4 extra episodes drops every Friday, ad-free. And then also we have Stiff Socks Plus on Apple. If you're the Apple kind of person, it is the audio only. So same bonus episodes. That's only $5 a month as well. So go get on that if you want some more Stiff Socks. And that is it. Come see Trev and I on tour. And we love you guys. Bye.